all I need for my school starting date. Pencils, paper, and Crayolas I held out for 48. They were clean and crisp and pointy, each one shining like a jewel. And with my crayons and all my stuff, I went proudly off to school. Well, the teacher gave us each a book, said color in page one. The sky is blue, the grass is green, save the yellow for the sun. Make the people pink, all chimneys red, but even then you'll find to be above the average, you must stay inside the lines. But I'd seen some western sunsets, seen great thunder clouds roll by, so I just had to have a little orange and black and purple in my sky. But when I got to thinking about the people I had known, before I was done, I gave each one a color all his own. But in my rush to color, I broke out of my confines. For a six-year-old's hands with crayons won't stay inside the lines. The teacher said, my, how different, glared down her nose at me. When the day was done, I proudly came home with a D. My mom sat sobbing softly with my paper in her hands. It's all my fault, I never should have bought him all those crayons. My dad said, son, there's talk around that you have a wandering mind. Any kid of mine had better stay inside the lines. As we grow up, we surround ourselves with kids and jobs and wives, as if the lines are lifted from that book and drawn around our lives. We color in all the pages, following someone else's plans. So careful not to use too many different colored crayons. But some called me an outlaw or a follower of dreams. Others said if I drowned in the river, I'd be found a mile upstream. My life was always colorful through both hard and easy times. Like a kid with crayons, I never could quite stay inside the lines. Well, the years flew by like summer wind, how fast our babies grew. Though the money went to pay the bills, our memories paid our dues. Now my son goes off to school tomorrow, I took him to the store. 48 crayons, not on your life, I bought him 64.